time of the week is here, the Fraudcast, and we have a very special Fraudcast. We have a live in Fraud Quarters guest. This is your ear rapist, Ben. Blogger extraordinaire Vince is here.
That's me.
We have the Squirrel Master, Brett.
Yep.
We have future NFL Hall of Famer, Brendan.
Yay, yay.
And we have new to L.A. transplant and now in San Francisco for the weekend, Lindy.
Hey, guys.
She is live and in person.
Lindy West in the flesh.
Is this a hologram? Am I hallucinating? What's going on?
No, I'm made of human flesh and I'm here.
Wow. This is
I'm a meat person.
A meat person, Lindy West, is in the flesh. She's drinking vodka. Iced tea and water.
Sweet tea, vodka.
Sweet tea, vodka,
it's
and water.
Tea-flavored vodka mixed with water-flavored water.
And it's she brought Us Weekly, which is very exciting.
Uh-huh,
we don't get that in San Francisco. That's only L.A. publication, I believe. I'm not actually sure what's going on this week. Vince just came home, and it's a whirlwind. We got Lindy in the house, and I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be fun.
What, we have to have like stuff to talk about?
No.
We never do. Before. We never have before.
No. But Vince saw some movies. He just came back from Harold and Kumar.
I did.
Blow You in 3D.
Yeah.
And he saw Tower Heist, which you said is probably going to win Best Picture, or at least in the running.
Strange thing.
A lot of Oscar buzz.
The same guys wrote both of those movies. I don't know if you know that.
What?
The same guys wrote both Harold and Kumar and Tower Heist.
Oh, really?
And somehow Harold and Kumar, not too bad. I didn't mind it. It's kind of fun. Tower Heist was pretty terrible, so I'm gonna blame that on Brett Ratner.
That's your boy, though.
I thought you were gonna blame it on me. That was scary there for a second.
I know, I was looking at you.
We're gonna blame it on Brett Squirrelmaster.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame that on Brett.
Yeah, can I tell you guys about Tower Heist?
I can't
for anyone who doesn't want a Tower Heist spoiler, just go ahead and fast forward about 4 minutes,
or just punch yourself in the head.
Right,
really hard.
Punch yourself right in the
all
face.
All three of you. All right, so you know the movie is about like. Captain of industry that lives in the penthouse of
a tower,
the Trump Tower. Oh. Trump Tower.
Is he the 1%?
He is the 1%. Surprisingly.
Ooh, wow. Topical.
Oh, did they mention that?
Oh no, they didn't. I don't think they got in there.
Yeah, they would have shoehorned that pretty tightly in there.
But so you know, he's got to have this money somewhere. Even though Bernie Madoff, it was a Ponzi scheme. When he got to the end, you know, he probably didn't have a lot of liquid capital on hand. That was kind of the whole point. But anyway, so he's got this money somewhere. They make up some shit about how it's in a safe and it's in his wall. So this whole movie is about them trying to get to this guy's safe that he has $20 million in because he lost all of their pensions, you see. Ben Stiller.
But he has it in cash somewhere.
Them specifically? Are they part of a...
Ben Stiller is the general manager of all the like the maids and everybody that works at this tower, providing impeccable service.
He's king maid.
He lives in the tower.
He doesn't live in the tower. He goes there every day, and he has
a
staff.
He lives under the freeway.
And they take care of the rich people's dogs, and like you know they talk to their whores and whatever.
Do they do it comedically?
Oh yeah. I mean, Precious is there, and she's Jamaican, and she's got a Jamaican accent, which is delightful.
I can imagine. Put the donuts in me mouth.
So then,
blah, blah, blah.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, boy.
Is that the first half?
Yeah, go on, get me the pizza, boy.
Pass the bumble cut funions.
Ben Stiller, you know.
What accent does he have?
He doesn't have he does kind of have a Queens accent where he, like, puts it on a little thick at times, you know.
I'm from Queens. Hey. Is that you know I'm poor?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about no books. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Hey. Hey, Tony. You got a book? Hey. Douchebag. My dad always used to say. Look at this douchebag with his book. My dad always used to say, if you can read it, ain't worth knowing.
That's true, right? Your dad used to say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller, he gives the guy all their pension to manage, you know? So he loses their pension because he's being investigated for some sort of fraud that there's never explained. Anyway, he's got a safe. It's got $20 million in it. It's in the wall. They need to get into his penthouse and steal back the money and from the safe. And
is that a thing where people really make money into real money and then put it in a hole?
Obviously.
It's not a thing, right?
That's where all my money is.
It's going to just strap in because it's going to get a lot worse.
This summer's going way longer than 4 minutes.
It's going to get a lot worse than this. So it turns out Precious, the Jamaican house cleaner. Her dad just happened to be the best safe cracker in Kingston, man. And I used to work with him in his bumbleclot safe shop. He teach me everything I know. And so they break
in.
Jamaicans just can just literally make any sound, and the sound's cool.
Feel me now.
So they break in.
Open the safe, man.
They break into his room. They get, you know, they go through all this stuff, and then they bust into the wall, and they get to the safe. They open the safe. Of course, nothing's in the safe.
What? But the money was supposed to be in the safe.
The money was supposed to be in there, but it wasn't.
I demand to know where the pensions are.
Is that the end of the movie?
You guys, just wait.
Where's everyone's money?
Credits.
So Eddie Murphy's
directed
there
by Brett Ratner.
Eddie Murphy's there, and he's supposed to be this guy that's supposed to teach him how to steal, and he's the only one that carries a gun.
Wait, Charlie Murphy?
No, it's Eddie Murphy.
Produced by Will I Am.
And they're arguing like, where's the money on? And he's got the pulls the gun out, and you know they're fighting, and he shoots this guy. This guy has Steve McQueen's car in his living room, and as they're fighting with the gun, he shoots the car. And Ben Stiller walks over to the car, and he's looking, he's scratching at the bullet hole, and he realizes this car, Steve McQueen's Ferrari, made out of gold.
It's in their
the car
room.
In the living room.
The gold is the car.
The gold is the car. He doesn't have
Soylent Green is people.
He took the $20 million and he put it into gold, and then he had to make an entire car out of it.
That is what you would do. That makes perfect sense.
And then put it in and then paint it like a Ferrari.
Why was it in the living room?
And put it in his living room.
So he can keep track of it. So you can't put a gold Ferrari in a bank.
He was hiding in plain sight. That's the thing.
What if he just wants to cash out a little bit of the Ferrari?
See, that was my question. That was my question. Like, so you need a sandwich. All right. Yeah. It's going to chip off a little.
Like, you fall in hard times now, Steve McQueen's Ferrari's on blocks in your living room?
You just pull off a side view mirror, man. So then they're like, oh my God, a solid gold Ferrari. Jesus, that must weigh like 8 billion pounds. And they're like, yeah.
Get Precious in here to lift that shit out. Oh, me so heavy on me back.
How me gwan lift them car? Yeah. Hey, boy. How me gwan lift them bumbleclot car from the me top
gwan,
of the building?
Me gwan have earned you now.
So then
they lift this car up on.
This is way better than Boston accent.
Because you can make any sound. It's great. Boston, there's like five words with R's in them that are funny. Jamaican's anything. Now they have this gold car, and they're like, well, fuck it. We're going to steal this gold car, even though it's Thanksgiving Day parade. We're going to steal this gold car from the penthouse of the Trump Towers. So they take the window out. They bring the window washing winch because, you know, they can all operate it because they all work at the building.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I knew that would come
into
play
later. It's
the
perfect plan.
Kismet. So they fucking attach the little hooks to the bumper.
And they have like a special one because their window washers weigh 8,000 pounds.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
So they winch the car down. They winch the car down. Two floors to Matthew Broderick's apartment for some reason.
But then how do they
like his actual apartment?
Yeah, because yeah. he lives in the building. He lost all his money too, so he's helping them.
How do they get it in the apartment?
Okay, so they lower. All right, so they take the you know, you can just take the cock off the window and push the window out, and you know you can
wait. Unpack that for me. Why is there a cock on the window?
You know, the
C-A-U-L-K.
The weather strip. Right. They just pull off that weather stripping and just take that giant pane of glass out. You know, then they pull the winch hooks down. They put it on the bumper of the car, which is obviously can carry the weight of this entire gold car.
Easily.
Uh-huh. So they're winching it down, and then they bring it down to Matthew Broderick's apartment for some reason, which is two floors down below. Or three, I don't know.
How does that help?
It's
how
lower.
Does getting a car two floors lower work?
I don't really know.
Plan?
Does the car drive?
Does it
have an engine?
Unclear.
Lindy, okay. Good question.
Slightly
Thank
unclear.
You.
Slightly
I'm
unclear. Okay, so what
I'm
happens?
A professional journalist.
We're going to fast forward. There's some rigmarole. The FBI gets wise, and they're like, code black, we're going to lock down the building. And at this point, the car is still in Matthew Broderick's floor.
Is the FBI complicit?
No, they're not. Even though Ben Stiller's sort of kind of dating the FBI chick, Taye Leone.
Wow. Is Steve McQueen involved?
No, he's not. He's dead. Long dead.
What?
But, you know, Precious is like, me wish me had Steve McQueen here, boy. Oh, Steve McQueen.
buh, buh. Watch your man Steve McQueen dead. The Duppy took him.
I love the Duppy. The Duppy. The Duppy's my favorite.
So the next thing, you know, code black, they lock the building down, and then the next thing you know, you see this moving van just blast through the gate of the building, you know, presumably with the car in back. We don't know how they got the car down.
They put it in the elevator?
Nobody knows. Well, they had it on top of the elevator at one point.
They could have put it in there and then it's lowered them both.
Unclear how it got from the elevator shaft to the garage.
It's cool because it's going to be totally inconspicuous and not traceable when they get the car,
right,
and then they have to like melt it.
That's
I'm falling
correct.
Asleep in the summer.
So wait, it gets better. It gets better. So okay,
you're
so,
almost to 4 minutes, and by four I mean like 12.
So this moving van smashes through the gates, and the fucking FBI, they grab him, and the jig is up. Only it's the doorman, and the shit's empty. Boom, boom, And so then they catch Ben Stiller and all the rest, and they arrest him.
So they're in trouble, even though they're the ones that got stolen their money.
Well, yeah, because you can't steal. He got off. He got off on a technicality.
What?
Yeah. And then Ben Stiller got fired for messing with
him. If you have a Ponzi scheme and you turn all of the money into a gold car,
it's a legal loophole.
It's a very.
sir, where your assets contained in a vehicle shaped
gold brick.
It's a little talked about loophole, but yeah. All the Wall Street guys know about it.
Wall Street.
So Ben Stiller and all his boys, they go down with the FBI, but he finds the guy's ledger in the glove compartment of the Ferrari to put this guy away. Put this guy away. So he makes it.
Hold on, is it made out of gold?
No, it's not.
Wow.
But, you know, the FBI searched this guy's whole shit, but they didn't think to look in the glove compartment of Steve McQueen's car because that would be stupid. No. So Ben Stiller makes a deal. He's like, I can put this guy away, but you got to let everybody go. And so they let everybody else go except Ben Stiller. Stiller gets 2 years in prison just to take one for the team. You know, that's his plea bargain. And then the final scene, but they're like, but where's the car? And he's like, I'm not going to tell you where the car is. I'm not going to tell you. So they don't know where the car is.
Please don't look in Matthew Broderick's apartment.
So the final scene is you know how in the trailer there's that pool on the roof with the dollar sign on.
No.
Okay.
No.
So there's a pool on the roof. This guy's got a pool on the roof. And
Trump.
Yeah, the Trump. The rich guy, his penthouse Trump. has a rooftop.
Who plays the rich guy?
Alan Alda.
Right.
Yeah. So the last scene they're like, I'm not going to tell you where the car is.
I was picturing Jason Robards.
Yeah,
didn't
I can
he
see
die?
That.
Yeah. Is he dead?
I think he died.
Oh, no.
I think he's dead.
First Steve McQueen?
Him not taking Jason Robards.
Steve McQueen, Robards, power duo is gone now. What me do?
So, they wouldn't tell the FBI where the car is. Next scene, slow pan. Guess where they put the car? In the fucking pool. He hid the car in the pool.
Inconspicuous.
Water is clear.
Water is opaque.
It is clear.
And then so the next scene, the very last scene with no explanation of how they got the car out of the pool or anything is just all the workers. It's Christmas and they're getting packages in the mail and they open it up and it's like, oh, it's a gold wheel. And the next one is like, oh, I got a gold carburetor. And then the next one's like, oh, I got a gold grill of a Ferrari. So at some point
the shipping costs alone was
they
have been
somehow
really high.
Got this Ferrari out of the pool, down to the ground, took it apart, and gave it to the people because that's your
mailed
pension.
Mailed it.
Maybe they took it apart on the roof.
It could be
smuggled it out in little parts, Johnny Cash style.
Yeah, Johnny. Cash
I got a carburetor in the pant leg. Me song One Piece at a Time by the Johnny Cash.
He sneaks out the.
You got little chafe marks on your jeans.
Oh, yeah, I ripped a crotch and I got him repaired.
Do your thighs chafe that much when you walk?
That's because he has a solid gold bicycle.
Yeah.
So that was,
I mean.
Well, it sounds really good. I'd like to see it now.
I don't work for the FBI, but I'm wondering if maybe they would be keeping an eye on the people that clearly stole the golden car.
I think anyone with a car in their living room should just be watched. You're either a goddamn terrorist or a...
Statute of limitations ended after like 24 hours.
You think they might check the bottom of the pool on the roof for the car.
Or
maybe.
Maybe when Ben Stiller comes into the pawn shop with the golden... whatever, the golden rearview mirror, then someone's like, hey.
Yeah. Cash for gold's like, oh, sweet. I got a Ferrari roof.
A little plastic bag.
That is
your mail.
That is, well, they'll just put $10 million in your PayPal account. Lindy forgot to laugh in the mic. That was nice of you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's like what you do at comedy open mics when you like laugh to yourself and you realize, oh no, I have to like laugh loud purposely to give feedback. Ho ho, ho! Good one, my friend. Yes, yeah, so that was that movie. It was good.
So I mean, yeah, good. It's getting a lot of Oscar hype.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about Brett Ratner is like he shoots scenes and they kind of look good. They're like, you know, it's competently shot. You'd think if this guy just didn't, you know, interfere with the script matters. And
so he's an idiot craftsman.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a knack, but kind of stupid.
Or he hired a good cinematographer, either or.
Oh, you took really the only thing he had going for
him. Maybe somehow he knows how to delegate cinematography.
I was trying to give him some sort of backhanded credit, and you just caught that backhand, turned it into a fist aimed at his...
Uh-huh. Scratch.
Dill okay. Hole.
You can say it.
Keep it going.
Yeah. This is good improv. Yes,
yes,
and his crotch, and also another thing. Not only that, but
then he poops his pants and falls down.
I would give $100 to have you go to an improv school and just answer all of the ands with crotch. Yes, and his crotch. Yes, and his crotch.
Joe King used to tell me about doing improv, and I would pay money
to
watch
$200 to watch Joe King do it.
He said he would just say like really random stuff, and like
he can't even handle strippers. He can't even make the strippers love him.
So they'd be like, "So what are you gonna put over this campfire?" And he'd be like, "I don't know. It's a crazy thing about a campfire when we're in space." And they were just like, it would just immediately like take whatever idea and make it impossible.
I want you to talk dirty to me, so I told her I wanted to cut her eyes out.
Yeah.
I think he was joking.
Yeah, not only that, but he was also telling jokes.
In space.
Mm.
And crotch.
Good job,
nicely
team.
Done.
Cheers all around.
Vince, you saw another movie.
I did.
You want to describe it for 12
Harold
minutes?
And Kumar. This one is not nearly as interesting to describe.
I think it was more like 15, but who's counting?
That one, Harold and Kumar? Hey, it wasn't that bad. It was kind of funny.
I feel like you catch a half hour of any given Harold and Kumar movie and you get a chuckle out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't stick around to watch it, but if it's on the TV and you're making a, you know, burrito or something.
If you're stoned and you want to have a giggle, you'll have your giggle.
I hope Patrick Harris says something outrageous.
Oh, does he? You'd never believe this, but he's not really gay.
In the which part? In real life or in the movie?
In the movie. Maybe in real life. I don't know. It seems very meta.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You think he's lying about his personal life?
It could be.
He adopted that gay baby, though.
I mean,
wait, how do you tell? He just, I want the gay baby?
Why? Maybe he fathered it like John Edwards style.
With who?
I don't know. That chick Rochelle with the video camera? Is that was her name? What was her name?
Yeah, it was
Rochelle.
Was it Rochelle or
her last name was Rochelle.
Raekwon.
Her name was Raekwon.
The chef?
She was in Wu-Tang Clan?
It was R something, and it was like a made-up. It was like one of those redneck made-up names.
Raekwon the chef. Man, Wu-Tang references are always
Riel. No, Riel.
Riel Hunter.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Thank you. Good job.
Wow, nice work.
Yeah. I liked Raekwon.
Talked that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Raekwon.
Better.
That's good.
Illegitimate child with Ghostface Killer.
Yeah. There was
Jizza would
I think it was Method Man in the movie. He was actually in the movie. There's a big Wu-Tang subplot in
Oh, wow.
I
want to go see it.
Non-stop Wu-Tang subplots. I don't even need a movie to wrap them in.
Generally. Here's the thing. This would be like a movie that we cast. Like it had Patton Oswalt playing Santa Claus, and then it had Danny Trejo playing someone's Mexican dad.
Yep, sounds about right.
And then Brett Gelman was in there like for like 2 minutes. It was really good.
I would definitely, in any movie I cast, I would have Seagal in it at least a scene or two.
Just him running on a treadmill.
Well, the thing is,
eating donuts in a kimono.
it's hard to insure because you know you're going to be paying out some sort of sexual harassment claim or something.
It's
I think
true.
That's why it doesn't get as much work.
Maybe you get that
due
specific
to his unique
insurance.
Physiological arousal reaction.
That's true.
You could also probably get a whole several pallets of his energy drink.
It is made out of 100% real fruit juice
and snake skin, snake balls, snake nuts.
On the plus side,
drink your snake nuts.
So, Lindy, why don't you tell us about L.A.? What is it like? How is it?
I missed drinking
snake
nuts.
Oh, I don't know. It's hot there.
Is it?
Yes.
It's kind of hot here now, though.
Is it? I don't know. I just got here.
Do you still see movie films?
Well, I haven't really gotten back into the swing of things.
Tell the world. They need a status update.
Okay, here's what's happening. I live in a house, a yellow house. Uh-huh. It's very cute and small. And it's owned by a church.
Really?
Yeah, it's owned by a church.
They're going to get pissed about all the loud sex
in
there.
I know.
Do they make...
Thanks, Vince.
Sorry. I didn't know how not to make that joke.
Yeah, you really walked into that one.
I don't... This is a different... Well, it doesn't matter.
Are there times when they are like, this is when the children get raped? You turn a blind eye.
Is that
scheduled? We do. We turn a blind eye.
Do they schedule that?
Well, we have, you know...
Yeah, that's what they have the houses for.
Time for your raping, Timmy.
The church lives next door, and the... we can hear their strange chanting on Sunday mornings, and they're constantly like inviting us to a luncheon, and they bring us meatballs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Church has meatballs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vince just got Catholic. Just like that.
And they're very nice, and they come over and fix stuff for us. Like, they just really want to help us, and then they want us to come to their luncheon. They don't really want to help us. They want to
your soul.
Help our souls.
They want our souls.
Yeah.
They want you to let Jesus in.
I know they do.
And then sometimes that's just through a fixed plumbing device or maybe replacing a light bulb.
Exactly.
And then Jesus can step in.
So far it has not been
Jesus
effective.
In the form of a CFC, LEED certified light bulb. Or just screw it in. You're going to get 20 years out of Jesus.
There was a praying mantis in my house.
That's exciting.
Oh, go on.
It came in my house, and there was a praying mantis.
And then what?
It's because you live in a church.
And then I started screaming and screaming and screaming.
But that's the only insects they allow.
The praying mantis is like, yeah, boy, where am I going to pray, boy?
Oh, me going to pray.
Boo,
they don't let me in the church, man.
And then everyone else that I live with acted like the praying mantis was totally normal for it to just exist in the wild and
church,
be in my house.
Church-owned property, it's pretty common.
And then, let's see, I don't know, what else?
Those Jesus spiders are pretty common.
There's a, what else can I tell you about L.A.?
I didn't really ask about the wildlife, just to be...
What? I don't know.
Completely
that was
clear.
The most interesting that's happened. Thanks. All right,
fair. Yes, and?
Do you still write for The Stranger?
I do. Okay. I just fucking started it back up again last week. So I'm trying
But you don't see movies. Do they not show movies in L.A.?
They do. I just haven't gotten in touch with the PR people yet, so I don't know how to do it yet.
Is it really that you're concerned about putting your cell phone in a brown paper bag and maybe not seeing it for several hours?
They don't make the press do that anymore, I've noticed.
I don't even know what
that
means. Yeah,
we didn't
means.
Have to do that for...
Well, you guys aren't really
you didn't ever have to, when you go into the press screenings, like, they didn't ever make you like, oh, give us your cell phone.
Oh, I become enraged, and I throw a fit, and I do not do it. I say, don't you know who I am? And I'm here to work. I'm not a fucking thief. Yeah. And nobody wants to watch a shitty pirated cell phone video of your shitty fucking Night at the Museum 2, so I'm not doing it, and I scream, and then they don't make me do it.
Yeah, I've gotten to
but
that point,
But maybe
too.
That's just in, like... Podunk, Seattle. I don't know.
No, it's true.
It's actually one of my favorite parts. I've only been to a couple screenings with Vince, but it's one of my favorite parts. First of all, just us bypassing the line of like 3,000 hobos just waiting to get out from the street for 2 hours.
Is it just hobos here too? Like in Seattle, it's just
a
hobos.
Lot. Yeah, I think they go to halfway houses or something.
Yeah, they do. They go to halfway houses. They give them. They give them things.
They give them things.
Lindy, slow down.
He's getting very excited.
It's so traumatic.
What did you think about my Night at the Museum, sir? Spaghetti Donut Chrysler! The bats!
Crotch!
Crotch!
Blah, blah, blah!
Yeah. So you, they did make you do that. But yeah, it's one of those things. I don't know who was talking about it, but they were saying, like, it's amazing how how quickly you get comfortable with certain luxuries. So like after the first time when I just showed them my press ticket and they didn't take my cell phone, pretty much any time after that, if they tried to take my cell phone, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What kind of Nazi bullshit?
I don't sit on my couch all day to have some jackass yeah. take my cell phone yeah. away while I'm trying to watch a movie.
Yeah, because it's just some 12-year-old that works at the theater. Like, yeah. it's like, sometimes I would get so mad because they would try to be important and be like, no, ma'am, it's the policy. Warner Brothers insists. And I would be like, I don't even know who you are. I'm not going to put my phone. It costs $300 into that just a box to give it to a high school child. And like, and then they would leave me alone.
Also, yeah. boop, got your hat.
They don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's more about the 14-hour line after the movie that really doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Line to what?
To get your cell phone back.
And then, like, basically.
Yeah, they have no system. It's just like there's bags with numbers on them, but they
yeah,
don't
it's
even.
It's like, hey, you want a new phone? Just pick any fucking phone yeah, out of the thing.
Pretty much.
Fuck you guys. I'm not putting my phone in there so someone can have, like, weird trick or treat phone grab.
Yeah.
It kind of is a phone grab bag.
Yeah. Fuck you.
41. Eh? Sounds good enough.
That's me. I'm 41.
I want to get out of here.
I had a question if you found L.A. any different than Seattle, because right after you left, I thought this was really funny. There was that girl who had the tip
yeah.
thing. Like the guy like called her fat
yeah,
on the,
no,
on the
I,
thing.
I know her. I've known her since we were children.
Okay. Because I was going to say, because it was just like, so I'm reading through this article and, you know, it was big. It was like on BuzzFeed and Gawker and like a billion different places. I'm reading about this girl who got this tip from this guy who he didn't tip her. He just wrote like, lose some weight, lard ass, or something on the tip line.
Yeah, he wrote instead of giving her a tip, he wrote, here's a tip. You could lose a few pounds.
That's not really a tip when you think of, he's not.
Yeah,
he
could be
advice.
Like he could be like, try more protein, you know, less
yeah,
sugar.
Yeah, you kind of have
whatever.
To phrase it in a.
I don't
it's
know.
More like
he's doing it wrong.
It's more like an honest Asian fortune cookie. Like, hey, you study more. Anyway.
Wow.
Yes, and you assholes.
Was that a
I
tip?
Hate you guys.
Was that a tip?
Yeah. What the fuck?
What? No. Tiger Mom? Anyone?
Lay me off the jerk chicken, man.
So anyway, I'm reading this article, and you know, everybody like cyber bullied this guy who turned out not to be the guy who left the tip.
The mob found justice somewhere.
Funny aside. So then, like, I you know, I'm following down like the internet rabbit hole of this story, and someone went and interviewed this girl who's working at the bar, and she's like, "Fuck this guy for calling me fat. I have the biggest boobs on the hill since Lindy West left." And I didn't know you guys knew each other. I was just like, so I guess like everybody in Seattle either A, knows Lindy West, or just like they all know each other, like one of those
Both
things.
Both of those things are true.
All right.
Yeah, and it's less funny since I know her. But I mean, it's still funny. I didn't know we're not like friends, we don't like hang out.
Yeah.
I guess we're friends. Victoria, if you're listening, we're friends. Hello. But we're not like friends.
She is one of our biggest fans, by the way. She listens to each episode multiple times.
Okay,
yeah,
so
there's no way that's true.
Sub question, do you know the superhero guy who got arrested for macing all those people?
I do not, but we had a policy at my newspaper to not give that guy any attention because his
really?
Entire purpose is to get attention, and it's so irritating and boring and like fake.
What? Oh, the guy.
He's like, I'm a real life superhero and I save people. But, like, really, just like runs around and.
What was the guy's name again?
Phoenix Jones.
Phoenix Jones.
Everyone's like, go home, leave us alone, and he's like, disperse. Everyone needs to leave. There's women in distress. The women are like, fuck off, you loser. It's so funny.
Well, there was like these bro-y Russian dudes or something, and he was trying to break up their fight, and he's got a giant can of bear mace, and they're just like, and they're like getting in his face. They like try to bum rush him when he's got like a fucking fire extinguisher filled with bear mace.
And
it doesn't
so
seem
funny,
like a great plan.
They're so like delusional that every action is like viewed through their prism of like the overwrought like superhero tale where they're like, this town is the gang. The cops can't help anyone.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they're like, you know, they called 911 20 seconds ago and they're like, where are the police? We need to step in. We need to do something. You know, and like he's actually got like a pretty crazy superhero outfit. The rest of the guys had like some eyeshadow on.
Well, one guy who looked like a juggalo. He had like clown makeup on.
Who are now wanted by the FBI.
They made the terrorist list and they had numbers posted. They are legit now.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah, I got that story emailed to me roughly 700,000 times.
Yeah, there was also the poop transplant on Gawker.
I have that. If you want to listen to that, it's a pretty funny. Funny little clip.
Oh, I read it on my phone.
Can you do an ICP / poop transplant mashup and just summarize our whole lives?
I can't. I don't know how to do that.
What if, like...
you use GarageBand, you son of a bitch.
What if, like, Shaggy 2 Dope like was about to die and, like, Violent J had to give him a poop transplant?
Ooh. Oh!
No, they had to find a juggalo.
And they had, like, an American Idol-style tour to see who was a compatible donor with Shaggy 2 Dope.
Yep. Who had enough Faygo in their fecal matter to match up with
Who wants to save this man by pooping?
Hey, yo, Shaggy, you talking about beef oven? He needs a poop transplant to save his life.
It's a medical procedure that sounds really weird. Too strange to be true, in fact, but it's saving lives in the Valley. Fecal transplant therapy, it's called. It's where doctors take feces from one person and put it into another.
Yeah, they really do this. The procedure has ick factor for sure.
They say ick factor like 7 times.
I like that. So, I mean,
I think you get 1 ick factor per lifetime before someone just takes you outside and bear maces you.
Can we finish the clip?
Well, it gets pretty good.
How this is a saving grace.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, at this point, we're basically fecal transplant, poop transplant experts.
I can perform the procedure, no gloves.
And every time a news story talks about it, it's like, it's a pretty icky thing. And you might not believe it, but poop goes from one person to another person's butt.
And we're like, dude, we know that.
We knew about poop transplants before they were cool.
Yeah.
It's for people suffering from a deadly disease. And why their journey for a cure leads them to Scottsdale.
Careful. At a glance, Jerry Grant looks like any healthy 33-year-old husband and father. But the past 6 months have been agonizing, terrifying, and confusing.
You know, when you're bleeding rectally for weeks on end, you have no choice but to think you're dying.
Of course. Either that or you just got fucked in the ass too many times. Or you have a fissure like myself.
Amy Fissure?
Ken Fissure, the former coach of the Tennessee Titans.
Cold Fissure.
No, that's Jeff Fissure.
Jeff Fissure, I'm sorry.
Shut up.
Ken Fissure is the investment genius with a bleeding anus.
Shut up, you guys. It's not nice.
You can't sit down anymore because it just hurts too bad just to even sit. You hover over the toilet. There's nothing that comes out. Maybe foam, blood.
The end of the suffering is...
Foam, blood. Is this?
Expected when this all began in the spring.
It's unusual. It's kind of creepy. I mean, it's all the above. But whatever's going to work to treat him and take care of him, it's definitely a great cause.
You are going to take your wife's fecal matter, your wife's poop, and you're going to put it in your body.
Yes.
Do you know how crazy that sounds?
I've had people definitely look at me kind of odd. But desperate.
Is he wearing a shirt that says I heart my wife's poop on his? Who looks at him odd?
I am always disappointed they don't say he says you're going to put it in your body and not in your butt, which would be so much better.
That, remember, sure. Luke
goes through your nose sometimes.
God damn it!
Times I don't really see it as a desperate measure. I see it as something they should have done sooner. If you go through this, I promise. If they told me to eat it, I would.
After $40,000 in antibiotics, misdiagnoses, multiple colonoscopies, and no end to the abdominal pain and diarrhea, the Grants did their own medical detective work and stumbled upon...
I really hope there's a German doctor.
Watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Where he's like this rogue German doctor. Yeah, you need to eat your wife's... you need to eat your wife's poop in front of
me. We must videotape this for posterity.
Vince.
We're doing it for science.
It's Jamaican doctor.
Is he Jamaican German?
Oh, film it now. Film it for the video. Sell it on the internet. Boop, boop. Brapa. Brapa. Put the poop in the mouth, man. The poop come out your body. I put it in your wife's body.
Poop into the bag, man. He needs it for his body.
Potential
problem.
C. diff. That's also a Clostridium difficile.
It's a disease oftentimes caused when you've eliminated the good bacteria in your gut by using antibiotics. It can lead to diarrhea, painful bloating, and even life-threatening colitis.
So 500,000 people get infected with this every year. About 30,000 died directly from this disease.
Dr. Robert Ornstein at Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale has spent a decade working to prevent infectious diseases like C. diff.
This is different than IBS because this is primarily...
It's weird how it takes like a few seconds to really take hold.
He's got an inertia thing, right? You got to get it moving. Yeah, he's like once you hit the tip of the hill, man, it's all over.
It's like a fart lover the size of the Chrysler Building. What are we going to do?
One of these times they're going to say the only way to get it in is through a banana, and he's going to die. That'll be the end.
His eyes will dilate, and he'll just die with a smile on his tip over.
Like the Joker, like all the first Batman, where they'd all,
they die from laughing. Well, that's Roger Rabbit as well.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, the tunes.
Killed him by laughing too much.
Lindy, by the way, I finally saw Unstoppable on HBO the other day.
What do you mean you didn't see it before? What do you mean?
I didn't see it.
Why?
Well, because you told me all about it, and I was just like, oh, well, I mean, I missed the screening, and so I'm not going to, like, spend money
good,
to
right?
see Unstoppable.
What about how at the end they just do the thing that they had already did at the beginning?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Now it's fixed. It's cool.
That was the most pointless
thing
ever.
We needed Tony to do it or whatever that guy's name was.
And the best part is you go on Rotten Tomatoes, it's got, like, 80% or something like that. Like, everybody liked it, where I'm like, did you not? I don't get it. They spent a whole movie being like, how are we going to stop this big train? And it's like the lazy screenwriting thing where they have, like, news reports basically narrating, like, what's going on the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really remember that much about it, except that it didn't make
this
any
movie
sense.
This movie sucks. Chrysler Building.
Train. Chrysler Building. Headed for your city.
I'm retiring tomorrow. Everything's cool.
Not on my watch, Grandpa.
Yeah, 86%.
What? Not so much percent.
Oh, so close to 90.
People are so confused about what a good
movie
is.
Are you sure that they were?
I went to an open mic for Vince one time, and this guy had the most brilliant joke I've ever heard, which where he was talking about like he wanted to make a sequel to Lethal Weapon, where Danny Glover opened a pizza shop. And his line was like, I'm getting too old for this pizza. But then he like realized that the even better line was, I'm getting too pizza for this shit. And like I complimented him on it after the show. And he's like, yeah, that's the kind of stuff you come up with when you're really high.
My friend made a joke about how, I don't remember what the joke was, but it was something about prequels to black people movies. He didn't say black people movies, but the best ones were my favorite ones were Malcolm's 1 through 9.
Nice.
And then the best one was
numeral like humor. I like that.
Yeah. And then the best one was Menace 1 Society.
I like that.
Boy in the Hood.
Well, my favorite open mic joke that I've ever heard, I think it was Luke Lockfeldt, so I'll call out the guy's name who did it, was this. I wrote it down and I like texted it to all my friends because I liked it so much. He's like, you ever get chased out of your trailer by bees and think, see, this is why I'm not getting any pussy? On every level, that's just like the best constructed joke I've ever heard.
You guys want to hear my joke that I wrote that I'm going to say at an open mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not even a joke. It doesn't even make any sense.
Those are the best kinds.
I made it up when I was asleep. Okay. It goes like this.
Are like all right.
Okay. One thing people like to say is when they're talking about the grocery store chain Whole Foods is, Whole Foods, more like whole paycheck. And one thing that I like to say when I hear someone say Whole Foods, more like whole paycheck, is Whole Foods, more like whole paycheck, more like Whole Foods, more like whole paycheck, more like whole still while I murder you for not saying something more creative. Because everyone says that. That's a good joke, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What's funny is that you repeat the phrase Whole Foods more like whole paycheck a bunch of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
like it.
Well, no, you didn't have to. It's really stupid, but I made it up in a dream.
I do that sometimes where I just wake up and I've written shit down, like where I woke up from a dream and I wrote it down like, oh, dude, this is going to be so funny. And then I read it. Yeah. And the other day I woke up with a note that said Cosby Show. it said Cosby Show. Sassy black gynecologist named Heathcliff Huxtable, and that was the entire note. I don't know. I don't know if I was just going to lay out the DVR description of the Cosby Show, and that was going to be super funny. But that's what I had on
my
notepad.
There was this show. It was on. It was the number one show on TV.
I mean, to be fair, that is a pretty funny synopsis when you think about it. His name's Heathcliff Huxtable. He's a sassy black gynecologist. He wears sweaters.
Okay, but also. Just that don't shop at Whole Foods. Just shop at a regular grocery store with regular prices. There's no way that Whole Foods is the only grocery store in your town. And if it's the only grocery store in your town, that means that you're rich and you can afford to fucking shop at Whole Foods and it's not going to take your whole paycheck.
Well, it's the whole... I'm sure... I mean, have you been going to open mics in L.A.?
Yes.
Okay, so
at
how
Whole
many
Foods?
Times...
At if, Whole Foods?
If...
I've not been to the Whole Foods open mic.
No, you haven't. It's pretty fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
How many times? How many times have you heard a joke where it started out with how much they hate hipsters?
I have a very deep problem with all
with
of
hipsters?
That. No, with the term, because it's not a real thing. It's a made up thing. It doesn't even make sense. It's such a broad nonsense thing. It's fucking nonsense.
It's gotten fucked out.
It got
very much
fucked
so.
Out.
Much so.
It just doesn't mean anything. What do you
yeah.
mean?
Yeah. It's
what do you
yeah.
mean? Fuck you. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with you on that one.
Thank you. Because
especially when you can't go to an open mic. Like, if it's every two comedians, that would be a conservative estimate.
Yeah. Open mics are amazing, but also terrible. And also people... I don't have anything to say. I just I'm angry about hipsters. I don't want to talk about it. Because
you're angry about hipsters, or you're angry about people being angry about hipsters?
I'm angry about
why you don't like oversized earplugs?
I don't give a fuck.
No.
Is that what makes someone a hipster? I don't think that it is. You know?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
You mad.
No, because people
mad,
call
bro.
Because people call me... People call me a hipster. And you know who calls other people hipsters?
Because you wear glasses.
Yeah. Oh, I wear glasses. Oh, my disability. Thanks. You hate me because of my disability? Fuck you.
Hold on. I got to take this pizza out of the oven.
Where's my pizza?
Boom. Boom.
Where's my
hipster
pizza?
Pizza?
Where's my fixed gear pizza?
Can't ride that pizza up a hill.
So where were we at? Hipsters? You don't believe that there was a real thing? I believe that there's a real thing, but I think... That it's broadened, the term has been broadened to the point where it's almost useless and it's just sort of like people yelling about some
one of my
vague
friends
thing.
Defined it as a hipster is anyone that's having more fun than you or like that you think is. It's always like, because like hipsters call each other hipsters in a scornful way, and then it's like, if you guys, you, there's not, it, but it's just always derogatory, but it doesn't really mean anything. There's not a defined. Set of people. I don't think it's a defined set of people.
Well, it's not a well-defined set of people.
It is like people that wear clothes. Who cares? Oh, they wear clothes that you don't like. You don't know that person. Shut up.
I don't want to know that person.
I wear glasses.
Is this all because
hipster.
You just got a fixie bike recently?
Yes.
You're feeling very protective of the fixie.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Or whatever.
What noise do they make?
I don't know.
Do you know what a fixie is?
Yes.
Okay.
They're always like...
They don't squeak. Oh, I see.
You know,
yeah.
With their tire.
Yeah.
In LA, a fixie kind of makes sense.
Makes zero sense in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's
dude,
zero.
In Seattle, they're always dying all the time
because
no one can stop.
Although
everything in Seattle's a hill.
To be fair, probably most of the hipsters in San Francisco don't go north, much farther north than Market. I know we're getting very geographical, but
the mission track.
Yeah, they're not doing many hills.
A coworker put this really well. He said that you're at an intersection in your shitty car, and you're hovering around looking for parking, and you see a dude glide by on the fixie, and you think, "Wow, that looks super cool." You don't see him at the next intersection getting murdered.
I have an idea.
You get
what
that
about
brief moment of where you're just like, "I'm going to buy me a fixie bike," and the cycle repeats over and over again because no one's ever at that second intersection except for that one fucking dude who's just at that intersection all the time, and he has a hard time making it through the day.
What's wrong with regular bike, though?
Why? I ride a regular bike.
I have a regular
bike. Cool.
Not as cool.
Not as you have what? Gears.
You guys are dorks.
Yeah.
You're like a dorky hipster.
I have the most ridiculous girl bike where it has like a basket on it and you just sit completely upright and you're like the witch from Wizard of Oz.
You have to make a doo-doo-doo sound.
That's kind of the way I mean, that's the way I ride bikes. I
with
the
basket. It's nice.
I only ride in the city, but they're like, don't you want a road bike? I'm like, no, because then my ass is higher than my head, and
yeah,
I have these
that.
Like curly Q handlebars, and that just doesn't look or feel comfortable to
Wait,
me at all.
You don't
all.
Like getting your tires stuck in the cable car tracks? What is
yeah.
your problem?
I know,
bro?
Weird.
You
yeah, that's a good point.
You're not a hipster.
So I just have a mountain bike with smooth tires, and it seems to work.
Can you go on a tour that is sort of like you know you're a redneck when, but it's you know you're a hipster when? Like Jeff Foxworthy, but it's Vince Mancini.
And everyone boos instead of laughs?
Yeah.
That's the thing is because...
You know you're a hipster when...
Boo!
No, people would clap about it. That's the thing that sucks about stand-up where, for me, every time someone starts in with a bit about hipsters, I'm like, ugh.
But you have to be ironic.
But then the crowd is a little bit behind, so everybody's like, ah, yeah, talk about hipsters. Fuck hipsters.
Those dudes' haircuts are stupid.
Yeah. I really dislike it when I can see through a dude's ear.
Who cares? I don't care.
I
what
care.
Anyone
it looks
does.
Shit looks retarded.
That's not true. Could, I care what everyone
could,
does.
I thought you could heal that shit up.
Yeah, you're the one who's just fawning over Us Weekly. Ooh.
Stop yelling at me, Brendan.
No, serious question. What happens?
Stars are just like us. I learned that Willem Dafoe uses bookmarks just like us.
Holy which shit. Is so weird because I thought celebrities.
Hey, Tony, look at this motherfucker. Want to know which part of the book he's reading? Hey, what's the matter, pussy? You can't read a whole book? Hey, look at this faggot. Tony, come over here.
Hey, surprise, it's the nerd bot. Hey, what do you want? What's up?
Is that Tony?
Hey, guys, what'd I miss?
Hey, you see this nerd with his book?
Oh, yeah, look at that nerd.
Hey, remember that bookworm we went to school with?
Yeah.
Oh, now it's a fucking play?
I don't know.
Yes, are you guys making fun of Willem Dafoe in the...
Yeah,
in the
yeah totally. That was my. I do a really bad Willem Dafoe impression, but I'm really committed is the thing.
How would you do a Willem Dafoe even? I guess it's like.
I think you just fall to your knees with
just
your
arms
raised.
Just do it. Yeah. Just go right into it. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I can't even think of a line from a Willem Dafoe. Yes.
There was a firefight.
I'll suck your dick.
What movie is that from?
No, that's the first thing I can think of. I couldn't imagine Willem Dafoe saying it in a movie, so I just imagine him going, I'll suck your dick.
How is that the first thing that pops in your head?
Why don't you at least go with, like, what page was I on?
Because I wanted to think of, like, what's the weirdest thing that Willem Dafoe could say? Like, what would I not want to hear? You're in an elevator with Willem Dafoe. What's the last thing you want to hear him say? I'll suck your dick.
What is the plot of this movie?
Why are you sitting there all normal? Like you didn't just give a big personal reveal about your feelings about Willem Dafoe.
Quick, do Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, God, please let me suck your dick.
Oddly, I can picture both of them doing that when he does it. It's not a terrible impression.
It's actually not bad.
Well, asking you shall receive, guys.
Have you thought about taking this on tour?
Who else could we do?
It would go just like this.
Well, what about Peter Sarsgaard?
Is he the young one or the old one?
What?
No, not Stellan Skarsgård. That's the old one.
Sarsgaard.
Who's that?
Dummy.
Peter Sarsgaard. He's
Jarhead. Yeah. I don't know if he's like distinctive enough.
He is.
Like,
he
I'll
like
suck your dick.
that was a little on target.
How about Peter Gallagher? Let's
ooh,
go through all the Peters.
Ooh, good one.
Is that Columbo?
No, that's
I'll
Peter
suck
Falk.
Your dick.
No, Peter Gallagher's the one with the eyebrows who was on the OC.
You're Columbo.
No. Oh.
Hey, you idiot.
That's Columbo.
He played the guy who was sleeping and while you were sleeping starring.
What if Columbo was on the OC? What do you
would you suck his dick?
I think you kids
that's terrible.
I know. It was like Scooby-Doo villain.
You were very committed, though.
I was even doing the lazy eye over here. You couldn't see it. I was like closing one eye and sort of doing like, Because I had like a cigar. I don't even know if he smoked cigars.
He was shaking his head a little bit.
Yeah. The palsy. Got a little bit of the palsy.
Got to get into character.
He's dead now.
Very committed.
Mm-hmm. He's dead
to Columbo. That's Vince's favorite character to play. Uh-huh.
See, what other Peters are there?
Peter Dinklage?
Ooh.
I'll suck your dick.
Wow. Okay.
That was very believable.
All right. I watched Game of Thrones.
Peter Weller, RoboCop.
Drop it before I suck your dick.
Wow. I don't know if there's any way anyone else could be as entertained by this as we are. I just imagine people listening being like, what the fuck do they think is so funny about this?
Oh, God, he's got it in his robot leg. He's got it in his robot leg.
He's got a fleshlight that pops out of his leg.
Drop it or I'll suck your dick.
Brendan, what would they say if it was in Saw?
Let's play a game. You just sit there, I suck your dick.
What other Peters are there? I've been sitting here for like 10 minutes.
There are any other Peters.
Oh, there's so
all
many
the Peters,
Peters
in Hollywood.
Peter,
all of them.
Peter, yeah, that's well, all. There's boring Peters I can think of.
It's all the Peters in Hollywood.
I can think of a dozen boring Peters.
I can't think of a dozen boring Peters. I can't think of any.
There's got to be people listening shouting like names of
different
Peters.
Hilarious Peters.
Yeah.
I know we're missing the most hilarious Peter of all. Okay.
I hope someone gets fired for shouting Peter names at the top of their lungs in their office, cubicle. Just in their cubicle.
Okay, Peter Pumpkin Eater.
How do we get on Peter names anyway?
Peter Gallagher, I think. Peters. Oh,
no.
You didn't even do Peter Gallagher yet.
Yeah,
I don't know who
you
Peter
know
Gallagher
who that
is.
He has big eyebrows.
He played Columbo.
I told you that he was the guy who was sleeping and while you were sleeping.
I never watched either of those.
And then Sandra Bullock falls for his brother, Bill Pullman, while he's sleeping. She
Bill
pretends
Pullman just sneaks up on you, man.
How about
you
do Bill Pullman?
I'll suck your dick.
For those of you at home, that it did involve a finger point.
Yeah. Definitely a finger point.
And a pre-point head shake. He got the head in there before. Yeah.
There was a finger point and a solid head nod.
Yeah,
like a very solid head nod.
That's how you know it's important.
Right.
Brent, I think you found your calling.
Is Vince scanning IMDb?
I got Peter Farrell. He's not even an actor.
Now I keep thinking of like Peters I went
Fastlane
to high school with.
I'll suck your fucking dick in a fucking unfunny way.
Who's that?
It's one of the Farrelly brothers.
Oh, that was good. Just
how about Peter Sellers?
Isn't that Columbo?
No! No! You don't know anything about Peters.
Or, turns out, or Columbo.
Yeah. Yeah. How about The Adventures of Peter and Peter?
Pete and Pete, isn't it? Or Pete?
Yeah.
Pete and
I don't know. How about...
Is that one of those Nickelodeon
yeah,
shows?
Yeah, it's the two redheaded children that...
Ooh.
There's a fat one and a thin one.
Oh, you visibly
suck each other's dicks.
Sorry, you guys. Sorry I brought it.
Sorry I brought it so hard. Sorry for partying.
You were Denzel in Unstoppable.
Have you guys seen you Denzel did in the movie Deja Vu? That movie was good, right?
Where he puts the bomb.
Remember
oh,
when
no
he has a car chase,
no, can,
but through time?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw that one.
It's really good. No, everyone in the world hated it except me, and I thought it was amazing.
That's the same director as
everyone
Unstoppable,
made fun of me.
No?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I thought we talked about it. Didn't we talk
Tony
about
Scott
it? We've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Deja Vu.
Who Man on Fire, is that Tony Scott too?
Yeah. Yeah.
He put the bomb in the guy's butt?
Yeah, he put the C4 up the guy's cornhole.
Well, not Tony Scott specifically.
Well,
what
yeah,
if
yeah,
that
yeah
guy
he implied
had
it. He implied yeah that the butt.
That was a good movie.
What
I like that movie.
Wait, what if, okay, what if he put the bomb in the guy's butt, but then the guy didn't know, and then he did it, like, on the day that the guy happened to be scheduled to do the poop transplant, and he transplanted it into someone else's butt, like the butt.
Not Shaggy Too Dope.
An innocent butthole. And then it exploded.
Yeah, just don't make it Shaggy Too Dope, but that is a plot
I think
that
we got,
I think
yeah
we can work with.
We got a movie
right
there.
Yeah.
Call Tony Scott up. I mean, that's no, better than that's better than a stupid train that does it, that doesn't have brakes.
I
that was that entire movie.
I think that's yeah made for Brett Ratner. Ben Stiller, I Brett Ratner.
What, if they
what
played,
about McGee?
What if they played Runaway ooh Train by Soul Asylum over the closing credits?
Now, why didn't they? I feel like that was a missed opportunity.
It really
was. The butt transplant bomb movie?
No, Unstoppable.
Oh, I guess that makes more sense.
Yeah.
What if it was a butt transplant the size of the Chrysler Building?
Ooh.
Precious?
Transplanting butts.
Was it Precious' butt? Hey, man. How make one poop with this bumbleclot butt?
I've been took me butty end.
I've been holding this poop in for a week, man. When can I get it out?
Wait, isn't there like who's
I
that?
Need the emoji.
Wait, tower shiest.
I was gonna say Peter Tosh.
Oh,
do it.
Oh yeah,
do
yeah.
it.
Do Peter Tosh.
He can't. He heard poop. He's gone for an hour.
Oh no. Oh no.
Me suck on your dingling, man.
Is this the worst thing that you've ever done?
Yeah, this is terrible.
I enjoy it a lot. I don't know if that's gonna translate, but I enjoy it.
Me too.
This is like gonna be used in court against us one day of like evidence of like us abusing marijuana, and we're gonna be like, we weren't high. I don't know what's wrong with us.
You were on some just, sort of drug.
We're just retarded.
You're just retarded or something. So I got this clip about this lady that thinks there's ghosts having sex in her house. You guys want to hear that?
Yeah.
The dumpy.
Is it?
The dumpy's making the bumble clad love. The dumpy is a dim batty boy.
Boom.
The crazy bald heads.
Brennan and I got drunk one time and just shouted the dumpy at everyone who would pass us. What is it? It's a poltergeist?
It's in the eye of the beholder.
I used to date a dude.
A ghost?
A duppy?
A ghost. No, but I used to date a guy for a really long time, and he used to, he would not hang out with me or have sex with me on a Friday night because on Saturday mornings he wanted to listen to Positive Vibrations. Like, he needed to be at home by himself for when the reggae show would come on the thing because it was his church.
So no sex before church?
I couldn't stay over on Fridays because he had to get up on Saturday mornings for Positive Vibrations.
Why couldn't you be there sleeping in while he's listening to Positive Vibrations?
He needed to be alone. It was like his church. I was rejected numerous times.
Do you know the whole story?
I don't.
I don't think you do.
I didn't delve too deeply into it.
I think
it's just like the old Catholic thing, no roast beef on Friday.
Exactly.
What are you Google image searching for?
I'm Google image searching Peter fucking Gallagher because there's no reason why you shouldn't know who this is, you weirdo.
Just think Columbo.
Oh, that guy. I don't know what he sounds like.
He sounds like...
I can't render an accurate impression of that guy. That would just be ridiculous.
He looks like he tries to speak with a lot of gravitas, like... I'll suck your dick.
How have you not watched season one of the OC? It's a classic.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's really good.
I have no
idea. Welcome to Orange County.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Ben.
Yeah. Did he say bitch at the end?
I
want to see some ghost boning.
Do you not want this scotch?
Hey, I finished my vodka tea juice.
All right, it's going downhill. Could we not have side conversations? We're going to
play the thing.
Brett, show me a gif of a cat on your phone.
I just wanted to drink his scotch.
Suck us.
All right, here's that clip of the ghosts. None of them are named Peter, which is a shame.
Is in the eye of the beholder. This is usually enough to get people going.
It's a clip from The Shining.
For Diana Carlisle, it's something else. Something down and dirty inside her Euclid home.
like ghosts having sex in my living room. They all having sex because you can see the lady high heel shoe.
Is she
some
crying?
Afterlife hanky panky, perhaps. Diane swears it's true, and she has pictures of the dirty deed, if you believe. Take a look at what Diana's granddaughter, 4-year-old Kimora, snapped with a cell phone camera inside the house.
You can see picture coming out the TV.
Right next to the television, an apparition perhaps, showing some ghostly relations. She claims to have seen ghosts at home before, but this...
I never seen anything like this. I mean, anything ghosts still have feelings. If they having sex, then...
Now, Diane can only laugh about the post-mortem lovemaking in the house, but her daughter's a little
so
more
serious?
Freaked out about the time she saw...
Because no one else is, so he has to be the one to take this a little bit seriously. He's in a dark room. He's very theatrical right now. He's lit a match, and he's lit only by the match in this dark room right
now. Wait,
really? Yes.
A little girl.
I'm not playing with no ghost. Like, it was just standing there watching me. It wasn't even doing it. It was just standing there, like, standing.
Look, Grandma always said, you play with ghosts, you're going to get fucked.
Well, she is pregnant. Is the funny thing
by the ghost
with a ghost baby?
It could be
he
the
said
one
he was
talking.
A boner ghost.
And another time, while checking out a new hairstyle, Diana snapped this picture with someone else's reflection in the mirror, except she was alone. And then there was this. Diana believes it's a new voicemail message from her deceased sister. And I love you from beyond? Diana says it's true.
What was that?
Scary, perhaps, but so far, all of her visitors have been kind.
I think so, but I hope they don't want to take me with them either.
She just has one request. Keep it G-rated, please. Mark Zinni, Fox 8 News.
I don't need no ghosts having sex in my house.
Dude, did any 1990s rappers release an album called Rated G? That's what I want to know.
They should have.
Mark Zinni is not a journalist.
How dare you?
No, he's not.
Why would you say something like that? What? What was that? What was that all about? Oh.
Nothing.
Just making sure that Lindy is happy in the front
court. Just making sure everybody was situated.
Bo, is you okay? Right near the beach.
Ben brought us drinks.
What's next? You pulled up another YouTube clip.
Oh, did you want to hear the Islander no drinking commercial?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is a good one.
Try it. It's going to be hard to understand. It's like, they're in New Zealand and they're Islanders, so it's like double accent.
But Mies,
it's pretty super.
You're the one who fought it.
Let me draw my dick on you.
Is someone going to be fully sick or what?
Yeah, well, get my fully sick boys.
Oh, no. George is driving. He's too wasted. I should say something, but I could look dumb in front of Monique. Bro, Monique says you're dumb. But if he crashes, I'll have to live with his family.
Puzzle time.
And if he dies, Ghost George will haunt me forever.
Grab a chip. Want a chip? You know I can't grab your ghost chips.
You know I can't grab your ghost chips. That's what he said. He's like, you want a chip?
What sort of market was this aired in?
New Zealand.
Islanders.
Wait,
is this a commercial or is it part of the Scottish?
No, it's NZ Transport Agency. It's like one of those ad council type commercials.
Monique's a bitch.
Oh, like the one where he spun his kid around and then he hit his kid on the thing?
Yeah. It's something like that.
What?
It'll become clear.
Is this
in
from the same people that funded the ad where the high kids run over someone from the drive through lane?
No, I don't know if it is. I think it's a different country. But
it's a really good one.
Ben, did you not see the thing they did with the kid and he spins the kid and then the kid hits the thing and then he dies?
As descriptive as that was,
I'm not sure that I did see it.
For a 30-second commercial, this is taking a really long time to get through.
80% sure it involved New Zealanders.
Well, but Mies.
Why are you so grumpy?
Yeah.
Calm down.
Because there's a hipster in the building.
But making fun of my disability.
Which Peter hurt you? Tell me.
All the Peters.
Was it Peter Rabbit?
Ooh.
Do Peter Rabbit.
Oh, do it.
I think he's British.
And a baby.
Top of the morning to you, Gov. Hello.
I'll suck your dick.
And then say I'm a rabbit.
Gobble, gobble.
That's not.
Yeah.
Is that what sound rabbits make?
No.
I go ippity up over the hills. I up over the hills, I do. Me and my other rabbit friends.
Dicks in hand. Okay, what were we doing? Some weird New Zealand thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is important.
Wait.
Spoon.
Spacehead. Bird. Honey, what are you doing, bird? Oh, I've been internalizing a really complicated situation in my head. What are you on about? I don't think you should drive.
Nah,
you're too drunk, bro. Just crash here.
Yes, crash here.
Okay.
Stop a mate from driving drunk. Legend.
Stop a mate from driving drunk. Bloody legend.
Bree.
That's not a legend.
Just crash E.
Bree.
Just crash E.
Lindy, Bree.
Bree.
Lindy, Bree.
You're going to drive drunk, Bree.
Bree.
Yeah, I'm okay Bree. To drive.
Lindy, just maybe crash-y. You shouldn't have another sweet tea water.
Bree. I love it, though. It's my medicine. From a broken heart.
I don't want to turn into ghost chips.
Do you guys see that movie where Reese Witherspoon's a ghost and then she has ghost sex with Mark Ruffalo?
I own it on Blu-ray. I own the I own the Criterion Collection. I own the Laserdisc. I own
she
the
has
mini
ghost
disc.
Sex with Mark Ruffalo?
Yes. He like puts it in her ghost vagina.
Does he have like a disheveled penis?
I don't. They don't show it, but yes.
No. Well, they show the dust.
It's rumpled.
Wait, what's the movie?
It's called Just Like Heaven.
Oh.
And Reese Witherspoon dies, but she doesn't really die. She's in a coma, but then her ghost is all running around living in its ghost in its apartment. She thinks she's alive, so she goes back to her apartment. But then they're like, oh, we rent this apartment now to Mark Ruffalo because the owner of the apartment is in coma. And then Mark Ruffalo lives there. And then she is like, I live here. And then he's like, what? And then she's like, I'm a ghost. And then they have sex. They have ghost sex. Which
Wait,
is
with
weird.
This other guy or with her boyfriend?
I don't know if she has a boyfriend.
Oh.
I'm just saying that
she... So she has ghost sex with this random dude?
She haunts the apartment.
She's a ghost slut.
She's a whorish ghost, and she haunts the apartment. No.
This guy's in my house. I guess I'll fuck him now.
No,
what
they
kind
fall
of ghost
in,
slut
they
are you?
They fall in love. Oh.
I wouldn't call that haunting.
What, do they meet online?
The apartment. I would call that something else.
She haunts the apartment, and he moves into the apartment, and then they have banter, and... then they fall in love.
Well, as long as there's banter.
Here's the thing that's weird about a ghost. Is that why can't... So say she's like, I want to go over the... Oh, Brendan's so tired when I talk about Reese Witherspoon. So she's like, oh, I want to go...
More! All right, come up with a Peter name for him.
Your vagina's haunted.
That's true.
It's opening on its own.
There's hella ghosts in there. Okay, see, now you ruined my thing. So, you know how she'll be like, I need to go over there, and then she'll just, like, walk through the table or whatever? But then how come she can stand on the floor? That's my question. Yeah. Continuity problems with ghosts.
Doesn't she float?
No, she walks around like normal. Anyway, then they have ghost sex, but it's like, so it's just basically like he sort of thrusts in the general area where he thinks that her ghost, literally.
So it's like regular sex. That's how I do it.
Yeah, and then, she's in the hospital. I don't remember.
No, it's more like Vince charges from halfway across the room. Over and over.
Hey, fun fact. Reese Witherspoon and Mark Ruffalo in Just Like Heaven is the first movie review that I ever wrote.
Oh.
It is a fun fact.
Memory lane. Okay, here's my thing about ghosts. Everybody, Ghostbusters, you know, we accept Ghostbusters. No one stops to think about how fucking high on coke they must have been when they wrote that entire movie. Like, does anybody point out the fact that, all right, so ghosts are like, you know, apparitions, you know, spirits of dead people. What the fuck is Slimer? He's just like this amorphous green blob that leaves phlegm on everything.
Is he ectoplasm?
What the fuck? How did they come up with that?
He's obviously ectoplasm. Cocaine booger. Obviously playing around.
Hey, you want to hear my thing on ghosts? I try and fuck them all the time.
Thing about ghosts is, why are ghosts so mad at everyone all the time? It's just like someone's grandpa. Why is it mad? Yeah. Why is it chasing me?
You mad?
Slimer Taffy.
You mad ghost?
Why are you mad?
Ecto Cooler was delicious.
Ecto Cooler was delicious. It was just orange juice.
All right, I have a story about coke boogers.
Tell it.
Yeah. So this other comedian, her name's Pam, and she's delightfully out of her fucking mind.
Wait, a lady who's a comedian?
Weird, right? Yep.
She serves the drinks.
She's hilarious because she's insane. And one day, she's talking about. I think she brought this up completely unprompted, and she's like, you know the thing about, when you get coke boogers, if you want to get high, don't eat them. You smoke them, because then you can get high like the day after you do coke and you got coke boogers.
That's a great point.
You put them in a bowl and you smoke them, you get high off them.
Because your nose hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a good point.
That's a great point.
Is it better than
It's like Martha
coke?
Stewart.
Yeah, the other night she also unprompted, she's like, I've only been in one orgy, and it was with a bunch of porno clowns. And she proceeded to tell us how she went on this houseboat trip with these clowns that did, like, clown orgies, like, in full clown regalia with, like, fucking full-on bike horns and everything.
Every ICP concert ever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it was like, she was basically in an episode of Real Sex that wasn't being filmed.
Was it just the face makeup, or was it full-on polka-dotted tops and bottoms?
I'm assuming if that's your fetish, you're going to go whole hog into it.
Whole clown?
Yeah, I know there was bike horns involved. I don't know what else. I don't know if there was seltzer.
Cream pies.
I don't know if
they all try to do it in one
pies.
Car. Yeah. Cream pies, indeed.
Yeah, you get it?
I get it. It's like a double entendre.
Triple.
One of them.
It's three of them.
Is it? Big old
clown
shoes.
They put them in the car because it's got a...
I'm sorry I ruined it. Sorry I ruined everyone's
this
night.
Is going great. What happens now?
Well,
we got like another couple hours of material, right?
No, nah, he just guilt spirals for the next half hour. It gets weird. We should close it down.
There's clowns.
Vince, be honest. Were you in that clown?
Oh,
form?
Brendan. What would Mark Ruffalo do? Your Mark Ruffalo impression.
Mark Ruffalo. He'd be like kind of flustered. He'd be like, "I'll suck your dick." You look like you just woke up.
I had to do a play-by-play.
Ben, give the rundown of what just occurred visually.
He looked around very confused with his hands, palms up in the air, like sort of asking us, like, what's going on? Eyes squinty.
he's blowing
puffed.
Out. Yeah.
Cheeks puffed. He's making little fish. He's making a little fish mouth.
He's both confused and maybe a little frustrated and just woke up.
I thought that Mark Ruffalo was in the room with us, really, trying to suck everyone's dick.
What's going on with her mic?
Is my mic?
No, it's my headphones. Never mind.
Because that was a great line I just delivered.
No, no, yeah. I got it. It was just my headphone going in and out.
I'm joking. It was not interesting at all.
All right,
I went to the La Brea Tar Pits. So.
Did you?
Yeah. It's a pit of tar with a fake mammoth in it. So that
sounds pretty good.
And then there's a big sign that says, "Did we find a fossil today?" Yes, we found a fossil today. Literally, there's a sign that says
Is it like a flip card? Where?
No, it's like a whiteboard. And then they go out every day and they must write every day, "Yes, we found a fossil today." And then they're like, "The fossil's big and cool, so we're important. It's fine. It's a real fossil. Shut up." Like, clearly, I don't know. I want to be like, "Yeah, you guys just took a fossil from before and then you put it in the mud and then you found it again."
I have an honest question. Is tar different? Like, why do they not try and... Is tar is not a petroleum product?
It is.
It is. It's just...
So they just leave it there? They're not... I mean, because every other place, they're like, "Ooh, fucking oil."
It's refined.
Some oil came out of the ground, and they're like, "Eh."
Tar's a pain in the ass.
Really? It's different than
oil?
Don't put tar up your ass.
Crude oil.
That's what he's saying.
Crude oil is what you're...
It's too crude?
I don't know if there's enough tar in the tar pits to worry about. I think mostly it's like a... I don't know.
That had to be a really smart guy. They're like, "Oh, some oil came up here, but, you know, it's probably not enough. We're just going to stick a fake mammoth in it, and it's going to be this whole deal. Everybody's going to come out. Trust me.
We'll make a couple bucks from the museum."
There's a museum.
It was a stupid idea.
You can go.
No, it was a good idea. I mean, think of how much longer they probably made money off of the La Brea Tar Pits as a tourist attraction, as opposed to...
Yeah, because they tell people that it's a tourist attraction. They don't tell people that when you go there, it's just a tar pit. I know it's in the name, but think
right it is kind of crazy that there's just two big tar pits right in the middle of L.A. They have done nothing with just like two empty.
Well, also,
if anyone's been there, it's just right in the middle of L.A.
You can just see it from the road. You don't have to stop and go in. You can just drive. You can literally see the mammoths and the tar just from driving by.
It's
like
just a big
you just
black.
Drive down Wilshire and you can just see the mammoth.
So is that your only tourist attraction so far?
I went
in
to
LA?
The Tim Burton exhibit at the LACMA.
Okay, all right.
Only because
was it black and white and red?
Yes.
Shocking.
Did you know that Tim Burton is interested in things such as a clown with sharp teeth?
Because I had no idea.
I found it fascinating.
Yeah. Was Helena Bonham Carter just chilling there in the corner? Just be like, "I don't know, I have to be everywhere." It's named.
She had really long hair with like two hobo dreadlocks and like one
and like
braid.
A bird in it.
Yeah.
And also sometimes there will be like a child, but then like a macabre child with a knife.
Whoa!
It was a really big exhibit. I got a free pass. I didn't go. I went on Halloween also, by the way. So it was like everyone there was a goth, a horrible goth who was masturbating.
The Tim Burton people are like the Jan and Vasquez people. Where they
who?
Did. He did Invader Zim.
It was all of those people were there.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're one trick ponies where it's kind of like, "I like one thing and this is the only thing that I like."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean,
they did a couple of interesting things, but you can't really just devote yourself to one artist.
Why do your boots have so many buckles? Yeah. Why is that?
Isn't that heavy?
Calm down.
Doesn't it take longer to walk places?
Why are you just double goth for Halloween? It's Halloween. Why don't you go
as I'm even more goth. It's just
you could just be like a bus driver or like a barista or something. Come on, bro. You could just be like Kevin. That could be your costume.
There were so many baristas this year. That was the hot costume. Another fucking barista.
Hey, as someone who went as a barista, it's because you steal the uniforms from Starbucks.
I got mine somewhere.
Really? I lost mine.
Vince, you were...
I think I lost it a long time ago.
You were an employee of Starbucks for over 25 minutes.
I think... Did I work there longer than you? Or
No, I worked there for a year. You were there, what, 6 months?
9 months. Yeah. It was a while.
What was your specialty, would you say?
Well, let's see. I got a mug award one time when...
A mug award? You son of a bitch!
You didn't let me finish.
You son of a bitch!
You didn't let me finish.
My
assistant manager, to his credit, had a pretty good sense of humor. So when, like, the big manager was like... She did that passive-aggressive thing where she's like, "Hey, Vince, what you doing?" Because, you know, it's slow and they expect you to, like, sweep or do something. Like, make busy work for yourself in between people.
Time to lean, time to clean.
Exactly. So I'm leaning on the counter and she's like, "Hey, Vince, what are you doing?" And I go, "Trying to keep this counter from flying up in the air." And
then you got an award?
Yeah, and my assistant manager thought that was funny enough to give me an award, and I got an award for it. And wasn't too bad. He was the one where I fell asleep when I was opening, and I was supposed to open at 5:45, and I got there at like 5:40, and I was like, "I'm just gonna sleep for 5 minutes," which turned into 90.
Four and a half minutes.
I picture some poor son of a bitch in like a squalid apartment, just listening to this podcast, and just his hands and toes curling in rage because he's worked at Starbucks for 20 years and he's never gotten a fucking mug award.
And this son of a bitch.
And this asshole Vince.
And then tomorrow he tries out Vince's line and just gets fired.
Yeah. Well, I did get fired later, so.
Yeah. I got sexually harassed every day I worked there and did not get a mug award. And yeah. I put on.
By who? Was it by Peter.
Come on.
Peter Barrister Reader.
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
Oh, friendly neighborhood, suck your dick. Beautiful.
What about Parker Posey?
No,
it doesn't count. No. I was just,
what have you done?
Just free associating.
God, is this an improv sorry. Class?
Damn it, Vince.
Sorry. We did have a,
and shut the fuck
we
up.
We did have a question this week.
What?
For me?
Hey, did we get voicemails?
We had one from Kenya.
How long is this podcast?
We're going on 14 hours.
Why are you so grumpy, Lindy?
What?
Why are you so grumpy?
I'm not.
All right, well, this is one question. We'll save the rest for next week. Dear Frogcast, an opportunity. This is good because we have a female perspective. It's going to help. Dear Frogcast, an opportunity to have a sex buddy has recently crossed my path. I'm a freshman in college, and I've never had sex. In theory, I know I should capitalize, but there are a few things holding me back.
Did he spell it all in caps after that?
No. The first thing is that I don't find her very attractive. I am known for having extremely high standards, and all my friends...
Wait. You're known for having high standards?
Let me finish. I'm known for having extremely high standards, and all my friends say she's decently attractive, but I don't want to look back and regret it. Right now, I'm leaning towards getting really drunk and doing it. Any advice would be helpful.
Okay, I have advice. Wait. A, who gives a fuck what your friends think? Do you think she's attractive? B, who cares? Worrying about your first time is for girls.
I have an addition to that. Wait, does anybody remember ever using the word standards or high standards or anything? Like, did standards ever come into the play after the age of like 17 or 18?
I'm just going to say you never regret banging people except for that
never,
one
ever.
Time.
Never, ever. Never, ever.
Except for that one
Wait,
time.
His question is some girl wants to bang him, but he thinks that she's not cute enough?
Yes.
But he's full of shit. No one has high standards when they're a virgin. Fuck you. Calm down. That means that nobody wants to fuck that guy.
No, actually, I would say the only people that have high standards are virgins because once you had sex, you're kind of just like, you learn to appreciate more things.
All kinds of people.
Exactly. It's true.
I've had sex with hella kinds of people.
Yeah, and there's also some slippery slope argument involved as well where you're like, well, I might as well just do everything now.
Yeah, whatever. Well, I mean, maybe...
Why? Don't
how,
you,
you
how just dump
he know,
it on him?
How does he know what he's
here?
Into? He doesn't even know.
He doesn't know what he's into. That's
he
what I would
no
say, too.
He what he wants to put
that's
his
what I would
penis
say
in. He has no
you're
idea.
Only
I read a magazine
a
once,
years.
And I liked the magazine. I think she's beautiful, the magazine.
The magazine says that the kind of girl that I like is the magazine kind.
GQ says I should only wear the tie with the skinny tie. And they don't. No.
Vince
I don't,
really didn't mean to trivialize your virginity.
All right,
no, I didn't. Hey, I was a virgin for a very long time.
All
right, we
all let's
know.
Take it to a vote. All in favor of this guy having sex with her? Aye.
Aye.
No,
all opposed?
Aye, I'm opposed. For the sake of the girl, because this guy's a fucking douchehole cunt.
4-1, the eyes have it.
Fuck that guy.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. He didn't say she really liked him and she wanted to be his boyfriend. He said like she wanted to have a.
She wanted
buddy.
To be his boyfriend.
The subject line is fuck
Wait,
buddies.
She wanted to have sex with him. She offered. Okay, and then he's like, "Should I put it in there?"
All he said was, "An opportunity to have a sex buddy has crossed my path." That's all I got as far as
yeah,
information.
Yeah, lost your virginity. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why does he not want to lose his virginity?
You can die tomorrow.
Yeah, how dare you, you son of a bitch. You know how hard I tried to lose my virginity to no avail for so long.
Now,
and
I
you,
just think,
you just have a plate of beef sitting there and you're like, I don't even like beef that much. Fuck you, buddy.
Here's the thing.
Fuck you.
No,
when I was starving in Africa with fucking flies eating my eyes with no beef, all I wanted was a hamburger. And
that's
look at
not
you,
what I mean.
Fucking fancy
what
ass
I mean is that
son
no
of a
one,
bitch.
No
I don't
one
like this
has
guy.
That question. That's not a real question. It's not a real question. No one that wants to.
It was an email I got. I didn't just write this myself. Do you think I just write myself
he
emails
does
about
email
being a virgin?
A lot.
I
would say
that guy just wanted to tell you that someone wanted to have sex with
write,
him. He was just
okay.
excited.
All right,
he sure dispensed a lot of life advice for a lady in a nightgown, Lindy.
It's a nightgown and a day gown.
It's a day gown.
Also, last time I checked, it's night right now.
True. Fair enough. Hey, two fucking Shay. Take your Peters and go home, dick sucker.
Wait, hold on. Is a guy, a guy in college really emailing asking if he should have
yeah,
sex
I
with
mean,
anybody?
Yeah, I know. You're asking. You're in college and you're asking a bunch of fucking 30-year-old dudes, should I have sex with someone? Yes! Oh, for the love of God. Just have sex with everyone you see. If you see a woman walking down the street and she looks vaguely interested, just go tell her. Tell her how you
Seriously,
feel.
Have sex with everybody.
Throw caution to your dick.
Dude, I mean, just have some sort of permanent condom strapped on and just have sex with
Wear it to bed.
Everything that is even moving and says, if she gives you a look of maybe I would consider having sex with you, you figure out a way.
If you see a knot hole on a tree that might be a girl.
You fuck that tree. You fuck that tree.
Fuck that tree, man. Fuck that tree, man.
This did remind me of one good story that I forgot to tell you from this weekend. We have a mutual friend. We'll call him Russell. think you know who we're talking about. Yeah. So he moved back in with his parents recently. And
Russell.
And his sister apparently is kind of a hypochondriac, and she calls his mom and complains about things. And recently she called his mom, and she's like, "Mom, I think I have herpes. I had sex with this Navy guy, and he had a cold sore." Blah blah. So he always hears his mom in the next room fielding these like hysterical hypochondriac phone calls, and so he's just in the next room and he has to overhear her side of the conversation, it's his mom telling his sister.
She's got a thick Rhode Island accent.
Yeah. Are you trying to think of a name to give the sister?
Let's go with Shelby.
Suzette.
Yeah. Oh, Shelby. I've had sex with them like a million dudes. You don't have herpes. and then
Russell.
Later. And then she later called up and was like convinced that she had AIDS, apparently. And she's like, "I have AIDS. I know I do. I just the test doesn't come back for however many days. I know I have AIDS." And so our friend Russell's just overhearing one side of the conversation with, "Oh, Shelby, I had sex with like a million dudes." "What? No, you don't get AIDS from that. I only have rough sex."
A single tear running down Russell's cheek.
So he told me this story over the weekend. I proceeded to make him tell that in front of every, like, even if a hobo asked for change, it's like, "Hey, dude, tell him about your mom." Tell him about your mom and her rough sex.
Huh. Oh, Russell.
I fucked Russell's mom. Roughly with my AIDS penis. Sorry.
Ghost. You don't have AIDS. Was it a ghost? Was it 1994?
I have ghost AIDS. I don't, AIDS is not funny, by the way. It's, well, it's a problem.
Yeah.
So, same with ghosts. Ghosts are sad.
What about ghosts with AIDS?
We're all going to die someday, you know, you guys. Everyone dies.
This other guy emailed us.
It better not be a college kid asking if he should have sex with a woman.
Is it sexual, though? Because that's the only kind of question I like.
It is sexual. It is sexual.
Can we just set that as a podcast standard? If you were in college, yes, you should have sex.
Yeah.
Don't bother emailing us. The answer is yes.
If the guy thought that the girl was gross enough to not have sex with, then he wouldn't have asked. So she's obviously not that gross.
He was considering it.
Yeah, he's considering it, so just fucking do it.
That's a good point. Don't set your high standards. Set your low standards.
Yes.
I mean,
what you need. You know what you need is a virgin is not the perfect girl. What you need is a slump breaker.
Yeah.
You guys, when I lost my virginity, I didn't tell him that I was a virgin. I lied.
Who does?
No, well,
yeah, who announces
no, and
that?
Then like 3 months later, he was like, remember when we had sex for the first time and you bled all over the whole apartment? And I was like, yeah, it was just like normal. I mean, it's fine.
Your dick was so big, bro. You got me.
Remember when you shining elevatored all over?
He was like, I kind of thought that maybe that was secretly your first time and you lied to me. And I was like, ha 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 ha. And then, we never spoke of it. I don't know.
I never spoke of it.
You don't need to ever spoke of it.
No.
But like you,
I was way too old to be that guy whose first time it was. I was like, I'm like 26. This shouldn't be.
This is 6 months ago.
Yeah.
yeah. So that felt kind of good. Do you want to like do it like 5 more times or no?
So last week, there's a place about a block, 2 blocks from here. It's called The Tubs. Or it's called Hot Tubs. It's called Hot Tubs.
I saw it when I drove by. I was excited.
So apparently people rent hot tubs in which.
In Seattle, we used to have that same place. It was called Tubs, hot tubs, just called Tubs.
Sounds dirty, though.
Yeah, it was full of jism.
Okay,
was there a crockett across the street?
We got a guy emailing from San Diego who's upset with
Crockett's
Brendan for
a Waffle House.
He's upset with Brendan for not remembering the Tubs.
Yeah, it's out on El Cajon Boulevard. Yeah. It's like 70th and El Cajon. No, I remember it. I just didn't mention it.
So this guy says, I admit that I have no knowledge of the place myself, but my friend's insane older brother was once paid cash money, about $50, for renting a tub with his friends, getting drunk, and drinking water out of the tubs on a bet.
Bad.
What?
No known side effects or health problems came from the episode, but the thought of all the pool jizz he probably drank makes me shudder. At least more comfortable to fuck a hooker in a hot tub than the blah blah blah. Anyway,
he drank some.
Yeah,
have you guys ever tried
it's
to fuck
terrible.
A hot tub?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
it's
we all agreed last broadcast that hot tub sex is the worst kind of.
Sorry, I don't listen to all of your episodes.
Neither do we.
Apology not accepted.
But yeah, it doesn't even. What's the point of that?
It's
like boxing in a hot tub. Yeah. Your fists are all slow.
And it's like squeak,
you can't
squeak,
knock
squeak.
Anyone out in there.
Vince hates
you. You can't knock out
the
poontang in there. No, you're all slowed down. You're like underwater.
Slowed down, yeah. And then it's like
when Vince is thrusting from across the room, it does not have the same effect inside a hot tub.
You can't get the.
You
the,
cannot
the
fuck Precious in a hot tub. Knock me poonani out,
boom,
man.
Boom, boom.
Knock me poonani out, brapa.
There's too much friction in the water, man.
Me from the island. You don't think me never have fuck in the water, boy? Brooding. I got nothing.
Wait, was that a question?
Yeah, you know, I said I got nothing.
What was the question?
But a ding, I think question.
No, there wasn't a question. He just wanted to tell us that his friend drank.
His friend drank the cum water.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
This one was pretty funny. I don't know if it's true, but said I live in Eastern Europe in Hungary. We live in so unspeakable poverty. We don't have electricity, internet, and running water. So we just shitting in the backyard. The nearest technological center is 3 days of riding. Because of that, I couldn't have the opportunity to hear you live. Only a good friend of mine told the podcast stories around the evening campfire.
Oh, I thought this was spam. This is an actual email.
We need
bad now.
We need a strong hand and a good sword against the local Reaver Gypsy bands. Please send here the Barbronian urgently. If the Barbronian shows his courage and fights, he'll take away my youngest girl virginity. Keep it up, guys.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it's a real email.
That's a good email, though.
Oh, it's good.
That's a good email.
And you know, the Barbronian is Brett.
Oh.
You're the Barbronian.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to save their village and take their virgin.
Hey, I like how he said Barbronian, not Brobarian. Dick.
No, it was me. Brobarian's better.
No, Barbara.
You
Lindy.
Couldn't see it, but he was glaring at Ben. And where I
What's
I
the
feel
question?
If you were wanted to be Conan the Barbarian, wouldn't you be Bronan the Barbronian and not Bronan the Brobarian?
Brobarian.
Whoa.
Brobarian.
Brobarian or Barbronian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brobarian.
Barbronian seems like a Spanish empanada or something.
What?
I'll take the Barbronian.
What are you talking about?
Oh, hold the feta.
Wait,
I'm not
say the two
that
choices
shit.
Again.
No, Barbronian sounds
Barbronian
like sounds like
Brobarian.
An Armenian
yes.
car dealership.
Yeah, I think Brobarian is better. Yeah.
Boom. That Boom. Is...
You what? Just argued against yourself because you said
dare
Armenian
you?
Car dealership. Oh,
suck my dick, Vince.
I didn't say it's a bad thing.
You know,
thing.
I live in a land of Armenians.
What are you
Armenians?
Trying to say? I'm a quarter Armenian. What are you trying to say about Armenian car dealers?
Just that they're
they
not.
They
I'm saying
nation,
they're not barbarous.
Names.
I'm saying they're very civilized.
That's true. They are.
Yes.
I got deal for you, bro.
Yes. It's good. You like? Yes. It's good.
I know how to say hello, how are you doing in
Tell
Armenian.
It to me.
Inch beses.
I was born.
That's everything.
I know.
That's
all you got. That's all I got.
I live in Armenia.
I know racial slurs. That's all I learned
I
from my grandpa.
I live in Armenian land in California. I live next door to Glendale, which is the biggest Armenian population outside of Armenia.
It's
Maybe
true.
Bigger than Armenia.
It might be.
You know.
But you know where else they got Armenians? Fresno.
I don't go there.
I know.
I don't have that place. Where's
should
my pizza?
Should we take this thing place. Home?
That's
yeah.
Well, let's put it to bed.
I'm sad because this bed? Is my only chance to be with you guys.
It was a lot of fun.
Who says?
Do
why
you
is
guys
it?
Have any questions back. For me really quick?
I'll be back as a ghost.
Why is it your only chance?
I don't know.
She's never returning to San Francisco after this disaster.
San Francisco has been quite nurturing to me, actually, already.
They gave her a free mug, and it is.
I got a free
hey,
mug.
Up, Rohim? Anyway,
oh,
this
sorry.
Is
a man in a tie-dyed shirt was nice to me.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, she had a British Ed Hardy wearer.
A British man wearing an Ed Hardy hoodie asked me.
It wasn't like a muted Ed Hardy hoodie.
No.
Either. It practically had like silver.
Brendan, do you want to do your British Ed Hardy?
Yeah.
It was Ed Hardy.
Oh, Jesus.
He's been waiting all night for that.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, what if the British Ed Hardy guy wanted to suck your dick? What would he
say? I'll suck your dick. And they will wrestle.
What if Christian Audige wanted to suck your dick?
I don't know who that is.
He's the fucking designer of Ed Hardy and his friend.
I thought
oh,
Ed
it's
Hardy
not Ed Hardy?
That.
No, there's no such person.
Ed Hardy was real, but he is now dead.
I just like to
he
think
is?
Of this.
Why do you know that?
Just
That's incriminating.
He rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
He is a motorcycle.
I like to think of this pretentious French man who's like, yes, you know, I just like, I like the rhinestones.
That is what yeah. he is.
I like the rhinestone and the dragon.
The snakes.
The pink dragon, it speak to me.
What were you playing?
What were we talking about? What?
He's playing something.
You want
oh,
me
yeah,
to play
a
that?
Thing and then
I don't know,
we can
do
all
whatever.
Go to bed.
Well, the only thing... The
Separately.
Only, this might make people hate the Frogcast, but it does prove that we have a listener in Africa, so that's pretty cool.
Ooh. Why was
he Hey, what's up, Brohim? Anyway, this is one of your few Kenyan members and fan. And one thing I have noticed...
Kenya, that's pretty cool.
Wait, I like get, that Google Voice weird? Actually goes through the voicemail and is showing you the words that it thinks it is.
Were you
yeah.
not here last week? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but I didn't realize it went through every word as it's...
it's giving it like a
like
karaoke.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yep.
That's pretty much listening to every single broadcast from pretty much old till now is you guys say, to be fair... About a million times per episode, per broadcast. And I was thinking, I've kind of created my own personal drinking game. Every time I hear, Jimmy Farrell, to be fair, or whatever.
I think that was Brendan.
Jimmy Farrell?
To be fair.
Oh, to be
Who
fair.
Who was the first one, the little high-pitched girl voice?
Probably me.
Jimmy Farrell.
I'll cough to having the high-pitched girl voice. It's okay.
I got to take a swig. And I think you guys should try doing a smash cuts if anybody has the patience to go back and listen to your... previous broadcast or just listen to you know just while you're recording just listen how many times you one of you will say to be fair it's something that it's a little annoying now but it's been interesting.
I'm a really long time listener if anybody has the patience to go listen to your fucking asinine, stupid pieces of shit. They probably nobody listens to but me.
I am not a to be fair guy, so that's definitely not me.
Listen, I'm not a problem solver. I just think someone else should do it.
That guy called on the phone all the way from Kenya to tell you that you were annoying.
hey, to be fair, I say like a lot more than I say.
Yeah,
to
I was
going
to say, if anything should annoy you, it's the fact that we say like constantly, way too much. Way I can't even stop. I listen to myself.
I wrote it on my hand. My hand now says, you are going to die. Also, you say like too much. It's in very small print, but you can see it.
Yeah.
Is that a tattoo?
No, it's just in very small
print. No, honestly, whenever I listen back to it, all I think is, man, we say like way too much. And to be fair, the thing is, what happens is we are unfair usually. Like, we just make a joke that's completely unfair, and then we have to.
Sometimes mean spirited.
Well, yeah, it's very mean spirited. And then so we have to backpedal to be like, yeah. To be fair, what Brett said wasn't that he hated transgenders.
It was like,
you're thinking about maybe.
Like, yeah, I mean, to be fair is like something different.
Oh, you got to be drunk now.
Thing to listen to. So that's pretty much my input. This is Caleb. Thanks, and drunk on, guys.
We got an African guy named Caleb
with a Latino accent.
He has a Kenyan accent.
Was that one of your names?
Caleb?
Yeah. Of the whitest names ever?
How would Caleb say that he wanted to suck your dick?
Hold on. The Google voice translated the last sentence as don't call back.
Yeah, drunk on came out as don't call back, which is, I think, is pretty fantastic.
We wouldn't know how if we tried. Yeah.
Hey, regardless, Caleb, as long as you suffered through it, I'm glad that there's someone listening in Kenya. I could care, you know, that's great.
To be fair, he's listened to enough to know that it's annoying.
Yeah.
I appreciate all the people that listen to the podcast because we do not do any sort of real
anything.
Work or editing.
To be fair, I hope you get eaten by a hippopotamus.
We used to watch movies. You remember that?
World's second deadliest animal after the mosquito, BT Dubs.
It's true.
Mosquito doesn't, I mean.
Oh, have you seen that picture? Yeah. It's like a picture from the Pakistani floods where it's like all flooded and then there's this tree and the tree is completely shrouded in spider webs because like the spiders have like crawled out of the, you know, to get away from the flooding. They go up in the tree and they like, you know, they're crazy Pakistani spiders. And like the picture caption
is with turbans?
And the picture caption is like, this is such a great thing because the spiders eat mosquitoes and, you know, they keep the people from getting malaria. And I just looked at that and I was like, hey, I'll take some malaria.
Give me the malaria, please.
Compared to a fucking spider that just like...
A turban wearing spider?
If there's
spider?
Enough spiders that can like blanket that's a tree in spider webs, that is terrifying. I fucking hate spiders.
You want to hear something fucked up?
Yes.
I do too.
My dad's a fireman, and he says...
Quit bragging.
It's related to the story.
Sorry, what?
That was hot.
Let's
just spit the jism back into the cup.
Apparently, there's a grass fire. You can be standing in the middle of a fucking 4-lane freeway, and the freeway will be black with the insects that come running from the forest fire. There will be a freeway's worth of insects fleeing the fire. And
that's
exciting. If your boots aren't tucked in, you will get a boot full of freeway insects.
Because the insects are like fucking each other, probably. They're all excited. And then the spiders are like eating the insects that are fucking.
Just like Pakistan.
They're all wearing turbans. And then,
I mean, to be fair.
The female insects aren't allowed to drive.
Because they're ghosts.
Because they're ghosts.
They have to keep their faces.
And then Mark Ruffalo.
They have to keep all 12 of their eyes covered.
Everyone's insect dick.
But he's really confused when he does it.
That was so all of the callbacks into one thing.
Let's
all high five.
All right. We're getting multiple throat slash gestures. Let's wrap
this
one up.
Well, first of all, Lindy, thanks for being in-house.
Hey, Ben, to be fair, she's been here.
You guys should
honestly,
invite me
if they
all
didn't,
the time.
If they didn't enjoy all hour and 38 minutes of that, they can suck Peter Gallagher's dick because I had fun. I don't know about you guys.
And Peter Gallagher and
Let's not forget who started this. Willem Dafoe.
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
Do your Willem Dafoe
Peter
again.
Peter picked a pack of pickled.
I'll suck your dick.
No, hold on. Just for me, RoboCop was the best.
Drop it, old sucker dick.
I like that it's a punishment.
Would you want RoboCop sucking your dick?
Yes, with his robot mouth, he's probably really good at it.
No, he's the only
human.
He's programmed for pleasure.
He's RoboCop a feel.
Yeah,
Robocopulation.
I don't have a dick, so I don't know what it feels like to get my dick sucked by a robot.
It's amazing.
I bet it's great.
Kind of like having your clit tickled, I imagine.
Wow.
I'm ending this
Why'd
right now.
Why'd you have to make it all serious? All
right. Frogcast@gmail.com. What's the Google Voice number? 415-775-0.
No, 275-0030.
275-0030. 415 area code. All right. Lindy, thanks for coming out.
Whatever.
And getting hammered in front of us.
We should record another one tomorrow night and save it for next week.
I'll be in the town tomorrow night. We can do it.
Leaving this whole town in my rear view.
All right. Till next week. Good night, good chins, and I will suck your dick.